practice. So that was when most of us have practiced.
So not a lot of practice.
So that may manifest itself in the way it all works out. But that was part of the fun of just seeing what we could do in an afternoon to get ready for this particular performance. So welcome. My name is Graham Nichols. I'm one of the leaders of the church here, and you're most welcome. After this event, then you're welcome to stay around for some refreshments. We've got hot and cold, and we've got hot cross buns, and they're going to be served through a hatch, which is just down the corridor there. There are toilets, as you'd expect, and they're also a little bit down the corridor and then turn left, so in that direction. And the fire exit is there and there. You have to push the choir out of your way to get there. But that's where the two fire exits are in this particular room. And I think that's all you'll need to know for this afternoon, this evening. Feel free to leave at any point for any reason whatsoever. Also, feel free to applaud at the end of each piece or not, if you want to express some appreciation of the efforts that's been made. Or even just applaud the fact that it's come to an end. That would be appropriate, just so you don't feel awkward and don't know, should I clap or shouldn't I clap? Then feel completely at liberty to do that, or holler or shout or wolf whistle or whatever comes naturally. We've got a number of pieces, and they're all selected around thoughts about what this day is all about in the Christian calendar. It's about celebrating over this weekend the death and the resurrection of Jesus. It's about the meaning and the significance of that death and resurrection. And we're just going to try with a few words in between some of the songs to explain the significance of Jesus and the significance of the songs that we've chosen. We're going to begin, and we're going to end by singing something all together as a whole congregation. If you're not used to singing in church or anything, don't worry. You don't have to sing along. There'll be plenty of us doing that. But if you'd like to, we're all going to stand up in a moment, and we're all going to sing, and there's going to be words up here on the screen. So that's just at the beginning, and then there's another song right at the end that we're going to all sing together. This is, not surprisingly, a Christian church. We believe in God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and we want to pray now just to ask God to help us have a great time together and to honour him. So we're going to pray. Gracious Father, we come to you in the name of your loved Son, Jesus, and we pray that we'd have a great time together, that we would be able to honour the gifts that you've given us and honour the giver, you, Heavenly Father. And we pray that we better honour the message of the gospel and seek to communicate the wonderful things that happened over the first Easter weekend. Please be with us and give us a good time together. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to begin with a pretty well-known Easter hymn. There is a green hill far away. And the words will be on the screen, and we're going to stand as the music begins and sing together.
We might go back to them.
my friends and colleagues in the church, Steve Mills, is also going to be saying a few words to link in between the songs. The microphone is just here, Steve. And he's going to introduce the first song that we sing as a choir.
Hello.
It was already on.
It was already on. Is it now on?
Yes.
It is on. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Nothing's happening. That was the mute switch. That's better, is it? Yeah, you can hear me now. Good, okay, fine. Right, not many words, just to say that we're going to sing a song, a Negro spiritual. It's a song that was composed and sung by slaves in South North America, and other places. Many of these have become very popular over the years, and we've just dug this one out. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? So we're going to sing that for you.
Oh,
Thank you. Interesting that the black slaves sang such a moving song. They noticed, I hope you noticed something. They used the phrase, "My Lord." Were you there when they crucified? "My Lord." And that was because they recognised something. They recognised the most significant thing about the cross, about the crucifixion. It was the crucifixion of their Saviour, the Saviour of the world, the one who said, "I have come to save the lost." And of course, we're all actually lost since the beginning of time when Adam and Eve rebelled in the garden and chose to go their own way. So we've all been lost and we're all dead and dying. But of course, the story of Easter is really about Jesus coming to bring life. So we'll have a little bit more about life in a moment. But first of all, we're going to sing another piece, Mozart. Who likes Mozart? Some people do, I hope. A few. Well, let's hope a few more like him by the time we finished. He lived in the 18th century. Does anybody know how old he was when he died? He was a very, very young man when he died, wasn't he? Very young man. But he wrote some of the finest music of all time. I think it's one of your favourites, isn't it, Derek? Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. In his final year, he wrote a very small piece, which we're going to sing for you now. It's in Latin, but we will put the words up on the screen to help you with an English translation. Latin would have been the language used in the church of his time, wherever he was at that particular point in time. But we'll sing this little piece for you now.
Maria,
song about the suffering of Jesus Christ. About 700 years before Jesus Christ was born and lived on this earth, there was a man called Isaiah, and God gave him words to bring to God's people. And he brought them those words and he wrote them down for us. There's some famous words in the book of Isaiah that we often read at Christmas. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. And we enjoy reading those words and thinking about the birth of the King Jesus at Christmas time. But shockingly, later in the book of Isaiah, later in the words that God gave him, he also preached about the death of this Messiah, this great king, about the death of Jesus. In these words, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah anticipated, he looked forward to a day when this great king would die in the place of people like you and me. And we're very glad to be singing about that this evening. I'll let Steve now introduce our next piece.
So the next piece that I'm going to ask, actually, you didn't realize you were going to sing in the middle as well, so you're going to sing another piece with us. The music is written or harmonized by Bach, another beautiful musician of his time. The chorale that we're going to sing is, "O sacred head, once wounded with grief and shame weighed down, how scornfully surrounded with thorns, your only crown." Now, I'm going to suggest that we all sing the first verse, then we get the ladies to sing the second verse, the gentlemen to sing verse 3, and then we'll all sing verse 4. That'll be make it interesting as well, won't it? Okay. So you've got that. Everybody sing the first verse. Ladies sing second verse. Men third verse, and all again on the fourth verse.
Thank you.
Perhaps one of the most famous verses in the Bible is in John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, which says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, or his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There's quite a lot of pieces written about the crucifixion, and we've chosen one of those, and a piece from one of those, an oratio from The Crucifixion by John Stainer, an organist and a composer who lived from 1840 to 1901. Tony Howard will sing an introduction which comes from the Old Testament, reminding us of the story of God's people, Israel, when they were struck down because of their sinfulness and rebellion against God by venomous snakes. And a snake was put on a pole, and they just had to look at that, and they were healed. Help them express their sorrow, help them express their trust in God. And Jesus, in the New Testament, he takes that image and says, just like that, I'm going to be lifted up like that snake, not onto a pole, but onto a cross. And people who look at me in faith, who really believe they can be healed through me, will be healed. And so, after Tony sung that introduction, thinking about the Old Testament, we're going to sing those words, God so loved the world. quite different. We're going to sing Bridge Over Troubled Water. You may have heard of it. And then Steve's going to say a few words afterwards about that and introduce our next song. So, but first of all, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
know when that song was first performed? In the 60s, 1969, 1970, actually. Most famous song, really, Simon and Garfunkel. We wondered if there was any connection with Good Friday. Well, there is a very small connection. What you may not realise is that the bridge over troubled water phrase actually came from another Negro spiritual, written sometime before that. A gospel singer sang it, and they used that little phrase, and that's how the song came about. So the spiritual, of course, has many variations. We won't go into those tonight, but it sings, or they sing about great events of the Old Testament, obviously with a little bit of poetic license thrown in. But then you think, well, what has the third verse got to do with anything at all? And do you know what it is? It's all to do with Paul Simon's wife discovering her first grey hairs. So there's absolutely no connection between verses 1, 2 and the third verse. But there's a little hint of something about bridges over troubled waters. So we're going to sing a song now that we don't know really much, but we do know some things for certain in life. We know that Jesus is like our bridge over troubled water. He's the bridge between us and God, and that he really did lay himself down for us in a way that no parent or child or lover or any other person could ever do for anybody. So, it's worth thinking about that song in that light, I think. So we're now going to sing a song that I'm sure you will recognise. You'll certainly recognise the tune, because it's Irish, the Londonderry air, and we'll just perform that for you, I think.
now just one of our musicians is going to sing for us. It's two fairly recently written songs. The first traces the death and the resurrection of Jesus, referring to him many times as my God. We believe that Jesus was the Son of God, was God in the flesh. And then the other song is called Oh to See the Dawn, which evokes the morning and that time of Jesus' crucifixion. And it tries to make a connection by faith between us here now, kind of imagining that scene, but not just from a poetical point of view or just trying to imagine the tragedy or the poetry of that moment, but by faith connecting ourselves with Jesus on the cross and thinking it's for me that he died and it's for me that he rises and my name's there on the cross. It's a great thing to think about as we hear that song.
truly unrehearsed, I think. Truly unrehearsed. Well, there's a couple more pieces to go, and then there'll be some tea and coffee and refreshments, yeah. But we're going to sing another piece now. There was an 18th century slave trader. He became a Christian while on a ship sailing back to England, and he eventually became a vicar of a church up in Buckinghamshire, and he had a friend called William Cowper, and they wrote many, many hymns in their time, perhaps the most famous of which is Amazing Grace. And he writes how God intervened in his life. He rescued him from eternal punishment to the prospect of eternal life, heaven to come. And he realized, of course, that heaven, eternal life, is an undeserved gift from God. That's why it's Amazing Grace. And that is all brought about by Jesus dying on the cross for us. Well, this has been sung by hundreds of people throughout the world, I'm sure. One of my favourites, of course, is Judy Collins, but that shows my age, doesn't it? It's going back a few years now. It was recorded in the late 60s, about the time of Simon and Garfunkel, but it's an absolutely beautiful version. She had a lovely voice, but there we are. We'll sing it for you now. It won't be quite like Judy Collins, but it's a different version. We hope you like it.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Finally, the last song of the evening, you're going to sing it along with us. A song written in the 19th century by a Swede, a Carl Boberg. Anybody know what it is? Anybody have a guess? Hasn't come up yet. No, that's right. No. See, his name's not very well known, is it? The name of the person in the song is, and that is, of course, our Lord Jesus Christ. So, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder, is what we're going to sing. We hope you've enjoyed listening and singing along with us. And thank you very much. So let's all stand and sing that together.
Thank you.
didn't practice very much.
Thank you.
And
so finally,
it's great to see the look on Mark's face.
The last song of the evening, you're going to sing
a few things happened
along with us. A song written in the 19th century by a Swede,
thank you very much.
Carl Boberg.
Thank you to Steve for writing most of the link words and helping to link up the songs together. That's been great.
His name's not very well
thank
known.
Thank you to Mark Gray.
The name of the person in the song
us,
is.
And that is, pulled together
of
along
course,
with Steve,
our Lord Jesus Christ. So,
songs.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder.
The practices.
Is what we're
going to
sing. We hope you've enjoyed listening and singing
skills,
along
so
with
we're
us.
Really grateful,
and
Mark,
thank you very
for
much.
That. So let's give thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to our choir members. Well, now you'll never know when I was going to say it. I was going to say before you started clapping, thank you to all the choir members, but particularly to those who are a regular part of this church who've come along and joined in, particularly last Saturday. Sound and doing a bit of a recording. If you can bear the pain, we'll try and see if we can get some excerpts on the website so you can see it all again, or bits of it again anyway. There are refreshments now, so please do hang around. Cross buns, so I'd be grateful to join us for that. Most welcome to join.